produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you as humbly as I know how, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just being the center of my life, Lord God. Lord, I just understand that all that you have and all that you desire for my life, Lord God, I know that once I put my mind steadfast on you, Lord God, that you will always be there in the midst, even in the midst of the things that I don't set out to do, that I know that I should do in the midst of my day. Lord, I just ask you, Lord God, to just cover everyone that is here under the sound of my voice, Lord God. Bless every child that's here. Lord, bless Israel. Bless our nation. Bless our country, Lord God. Bless all the leaders, Lord God, and allow all of this hatred and things that is going on in the world, Lord God, and just allow everyone that's under the sound of my voice to take time out to pray each and every day and make more time for you, Lord God, in this troubled world. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Great, amazing day, everyone. Welcome to Nurture by Natasha Radio. Well, here I am, your host, Natasha, here with Nurture by Natasha, helping you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. I'm super grateful and delighted to be here with you here on today. And as many of you maybe have tuned into the news, the radio, or however you choose to get the broadcast of what's going on in and around the world, is the fact that the world is in chaos. And so as I sat back in the midst of just thinking of our well-being in the midst, is we should never be too busy in making time for God in our schedule. Some of us, we struggle in day-to-day of just trying to figure out how to fit us in and make time for us. But making time for God is super essential, more now than ever, in the midst of all the things that we do. I mean, most of us, we desire spending time with the Lord, but sometimes we ask ourselves, and how, in the midst of being a mom and or being a dad and all the hats and the many tasks that we have to do day in and day out. Barely sometimes we can find time to eat a proper meal, nonetheless carve out time for our day-to-day to spend time with Jesus. The struggle is real. I truly can understand. The thing is, making time for God is crucial for our walk with the Lord. Not to mean crucial for our sanity. And listen, I can relate in the midst of sometimes the day does get away from you. But I find that if you put him first at the top of your morning, right? As soon as you open your eyes up, is to say a prayer of our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And just thanking him in the midst. If you don't know a particular prayer that you can say for yourself or a covering that you can have over you and your family throughout the midst of your day, it is so important to do so. And so it's not so much about having the time, but it's also about making the time in the midst, right? So if you just think about it, what if God didn't make the time to breathe upon us on a day-to-day? Where would we be? Which is why I'm going to show you how you can make time for God, even with a busy schedule, okay? And so The first thing is take a good look at how your schedule looks throughout the day. If you feel like you have no time to spend with the Lord, then the first thing you should do is take a good look at what you are currently spending your time doing. If you're spending more time watching TV or scrolling on social media, and that can be the time that you can really take out to say a prayer and maybe even read a couple of chapters inside of your Bible to guide you on the right path in your daily instructions that's going to help you to live a long, prosperous life here on earth. And so the question to ask yourself, how long does it take me to get ready in the morning? What do I do every day? And where do I go after work? And how much time am I spending, yet again, on social media? How much time am I spending watching the news? How much time am I spending watching TV or even the movies that I indulge in from time to time? And then ask yourself, can you steal away 10 minutes so that you can spend time with the Lord? 10 minutes may not seem like much, but guess what? It is a true, true start to your time to spend with Him. And so it makes time for sacrifice, but even the busiest person can find 10 minutes in your day. And so listen, I'm not here to step on your toes in any type of way. My job is to help you to cultivate a healthy lifestyle while taking time to nurture you. And so in the midst of doing so, listen, we all work our 9-to-5s, or even being a house mom can sometimes get really busy of working from home in the midst of all the things that we do. Sacrifice eating lunch with your coworkers so you can spend 20 minutes reading a Bible is something that you could do. Maybe you could put it on audio in the midst of us working out and getting our nice, wonderful temple in shape. And so I wanted to stop by today to just share with you that you may have time to give up some things, and it's possible to squeeze in some time with the God. And so my challenge to you is to take a good hard look at your schedule and try to find where you can prioritize more Jesus and time for your life. It is so super important. And so my second thing that I want to share with you is start small. Yes, start small. Oftentimes when we feel committed ourselves to making time for God, we are so ambitious, we vow to spend 3 hours every single day in a word of prayer. I know, 3 hours can seem not so small, right? And our resources and our appetite of spending time with God in His presence, in the midst of when we get in His presence, we can clearly see that, listen, we can spend more than just those 10 minutes, right? Because we get to reading in those parables, and in the midst of reading in those parables that happen in there, we realize that some of those people back then are just like you and I, just a different year in time, okay? And so in the midst of definitely taking those small steps, and even in the midst of us working out and working our temples out, it takes small steps to see the great work that we have put into ourselves, but with Him, all things are possible. And so the other thing that I want to share with you is stick with it so making time for God becomes a habit. Listen, it takes 21 days to make it a habit, 90 days to make it a lifestyle. And so listen, not only am I challenging myself, but I'm challenging you as well to make it a habit to spend more time with Him. Create new habits around spending time with the Lord is a golden ticket to, you know, giving that time in that busy schedule. And however, new habits take time. Actually, scientific has proved of what I stated, the 21 days creates a new habit. And so if you've just begun making time for that journey, don't give up. Keep going. Once the new routine becomes a habit of spending time with God, listen, it's taking a sip of your morning coffee. And in the midst, having your Bible there, whether you're reading it in the palm of your hands, or maybe you have your highlighter or some type of note tablet to take notes of what it is that you have consumed in the midst. Listen, I find that in the midst of reading my daily bread every single day, it gives me great joy that it aligns in with my day. Sometimes it really astounds me when I even look online, if I forget my daily bread at home, to really take the time to read it. I'm like, oh my goodness, this is really awesome. How this aligns with my day. And sometimes we can be in a mood in our day and maybe, you know, morning is maybe not so great for some of us, but in the midst, it can really shift your mood of just reading some things of what he has truly done for others to make you say, you know what, if he can do it for them, he can definitely do it for me. And so in the midst of making time for him, he can turn your darkest days around. Trust me, I know. The fourth thing that I want to share with you is choose quality over quantity. Sometimes that's super important when it comes to making time for God, is choosing quality over quantity. Basically, don't feel forced to do X, Y, and Z every single day if you're not truly absorbing what you're doing. And so oftentimes, even in the midst of us eating certain foods, we know that X, Y, and Z every single day don't do us well, and that we need to get back over to quality over quantity of what it is that we're putting in our temple. And so even feeding ourselves spiritually is so super important in the midst of the things that we give ourselves and do to ourselves every single day. And so, however, if you're just skimming through the Bible and aren't truly absorbing what you're reading, then how much have you really gained? The same goes with prayer. If you're not focusing on doing and praying a prayer and your mind is constantly wandering, then how much time are you truly spending with God? Our goal is to spend quality time with the Lord, even if it's 5 to 10 minutes a day, versus spending 30 minutes of an hour in unfocused time. And so I challenge you to spend more time with him and definitely carve that time out, right? It's super important to set your mind on him. The fifth thing is find your rhythm. The tips might take some trials and errors, but that's okay, because that's the fun part in the midst. When it comes to making time for our God, listen, y'all, we want to find your rhythm. And so your rhythm may not be what someone else wants it to be, but find your rhythm in the midst. Everyone has a particular chapter in the Bible that is just speaking to them in the midst, like right in that moment, in the midst. And so I love the book of Proverbs, and sometimes I love Matthew. Sometimes I love the book of Psalms. So we have to find in the midst of our journey, in the midst of our day, in the midst of what the Bible is saying to us. And what is it that God is speaking to us in the midst? It's so many wonderful stories in there. And even on Sunday morning or Saturday, if you go to church on Saturday, or listen, even if I am that open Bible that you may not have taken time to read, listen, each book has some things in it that can definitely guide you to where you need to be, which is a starting point if you haven't taken the time to open your Bible in quite some time, or may not have opened it at all. If you search in the back and maybe you're going through some grief, listen, it's some things in there that can help to navigate you through this portion of your life. If there's some things in there that you need a little bit more joy, trust me, he gives unspeakable joy. It's some things inside the good old book that can definitely give you some joy. Not joy that man can give you, but a joy that's so unspeakable that, listen, you be giggling and laughing even in the midst of the times that you want to cry. Ask me how I know. Listen, I'm so grateful that God reigns true in my life every single day in the midst of all of the things that I go through on a day to day. I'm just grateful that he is a true, true friend of mine. And listen, I want to share him with you on today. I know people who like to stand up and pace while they pray. Listen, however you get them in the midst of your day, while I prefer to sit in my car and praise him on my way to my destination, sometimes it's in the comfort of my home in the midst. And so listen, take some time to spend more time with him, especially in this dying world with our youth that's on a rampage and all the things. And listen, when you begin to read the Bible, you begin to understand this world a little bit more and the things that has been going on, because it speaks of those things right in our Bibles. right in our Bibles, it speaks of all of these things that's going on. And so try taking some time to write down some scriptures and also get into the message that it is. Spend time with God in the morning. It is super essential to start your day off with having him first, at the first forefront of your day. Because listen, I'm super grateful each and every day that he wakes me up, that I can truly be a blessing to people that I come across on a day-to-day basis. And so listen, how will you start your morning in the midst of your journey? Let me let you know, prayer is one thing that I am truly for certain that it does change things. Listen, it didn't just start with making time in the morning. It started long before we got up, right? Because he sent his mighty angels to camp around about us, even at our bedsides, even before we knew what our day was going to be or become in the midst. And so I'm super grateful on today that the same is true today. And the same is going to be true tomorrow, and making time in your schedule for God. And so it's super important to do that. And so mindset shift is the other thing that I want to share with you. Last but not least, if you just need a mindset shift, for some of you, you know, you could make more time in your schedule to spend with the Lord. But the real problem is you just don't want to. And sometimes we got to do some uncomfortable things. And perhaps the reason for this is because God makes time for you, and you're just not making the time for him. And so if you're starting to feel like drudgery and your relationship with God is laxity, to say the least, then listen. You need help spicing up your time with the Lord. Take some time out to listen to some gospel music, right? Because I find that a lot of these artists that write these wonderful, amazing hymns, listen, they come from scripture. They come from them spending time with the Lord. That comes from them dealing with some things in life. And so in the midst of dealing with some things in life, sometimes, you know, we got to get down on bended knee. Sometimes it's laying dormant in the midst of your bed. Sometimes it's going into your war room, which may be a closet, which may be that sacred place in your home, that don't just wait until trouble comes knocking at your door to have a prayer life with him. And so I'm so grateful today to share him with you and to know that, and to share with you that, listen, I couldn't live life without him. And wanted to stop by today to tell you to carve out some time for him and give it 90 days. And I assure you that your life will change in the midst and allow him to take the wheel. And so my name is Natasha here with Our Nurture by Natasha, helping you to cultivate that healthy lifestyle while taking time to put the mask on you. We greatly appreciate you for taking time to come on by here on today. So, dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord God, once more for just touching me, Lord God, in a mighty way, Lord God, for allowing your people to know that you are real, for seeing you through others, Lord God, in the tests and the trials and the tribulations and some of the things that we go through. We don't understand, Lord God, but I just thank you, Lord God, for keeping your mighty hand upon me, for keeping your mighty hand upon those that are tuning in, Lord God, and for those that struggle on a day-to-day for making time for you, Lord God. Lord, continue to wrap your arms around them. Continue to reveal who you are in their lives, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for just protecting us from sometimes the danger that's ahead and how you send detours for us to navigate and go different ways, Lord God. Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for all that you are and all that you're going to be and do in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So take a time and listen to this beautiful melody, the song that's going to play. And listen, if you haven't taken the time to follow us, you can follow us over on Nurture by Natasha on Facebook, as well as Instagram and TikTok. We greatly appreciate you for taking the time to tune in with us today. Be blessed and have a great, great, amazing day. Thank you.
I want to tell you something. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus, girl.
All our sins and griefs to bear. Oh, what a privilege it is to carry all your burdens.
Take it all to Jesus.
All your cares.
You can take it all.
All
I'm going to take my time
in prayer.
I want to ask you again. I want to tell you. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Saint Jerry.
produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.